pregame for me is kind of it's an opportunity to get my body warm and make sure my mind's in the right spot. But, you know, the jumping around and yelling and stuff hasn't really ever been my style. I think it's a person-by-person thing. You know, some guys really want to run and ram their head against the wall. Some guys kind of just want to, you know, even keel. So you try to kind of play up the guys that want to be excited and kind of leave the guys alone who want to be even keel.
Feel good?
Feel great.
All right, now all right!
From a learning perspective, I would say that tight end is probably the second most difficult position to learn after quarterback. You know, you have to learn shifts, motions, formations, the run game, the pass game. You have to be able to block, you have to be able to catch. There's a lot of things you need to work on as a tight end. You can't just kind of go out there and play catch, and you can't just run block or pass block all day.
Takes the snap again, sets up, looks. He's going to throw back at the end zone. Touchdown, T.Y. Hilton. Andrew Luck's first postseason touchdown pass, and it's the first for T.Y.
Nice run, buddy. Yes, catch.
Gives it to Trent Richardson. No, Andrew's got it himself.
When Andrew takes off, you know, you want to protect him probably more than a running back or a wide receiver, just because he's in a position where he may not see everybody around him. It's kind of a scramble chaos. And so you just try to get on a block and protect him as best as possible.
Nice run, buddy.
For me, I think every play has to be important.
Donald scores. Donald Brown on a 10-yard run. It's now 38-16.
You never know which play is going to be the big play.
Andrew throws back in the end zone. Touchdown! Colby Fleener. Wide open, and all of a sudden, it's 41-30.
Nice run, buddy. Let's go. Let's win this game.
When you're down in a game, you know, there's kind of two ways to look at it. You can curl up in the fetal position and give up, or you can fight. And I think we kind of made the conscious decision to fight, and in doing so, you basically have to say, okay, what's in the past is in the past, and what we're going to do going forward is focus on that play that you're in at that time and make that a positive play. And if you can keep doing that one after another, you can stack positive plays and ultimately turn the tide in the game.
He's going to score! He's going to score! He's going to score! The Colts have tied it on a 64-yard pass play.
What a run, T!
I'm Kobe Fleener, and those are my sounds of the game.